personality of Godhead. So directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead is here, and is Lord Ramachandra. Why the deity here is Ramachandra, that we'll discuss outside, and we'll discuss about everything outside peacefully sitting. So have a darshan of the deity. The way we have the darshan of the deity is from bottom to top. And very powerful deities, they have been worshipped for so long periods of time. Just imagine, when was Periyarvar, beginning of Kali? 800 after Christ. That means around 1300-1400 years. Minimum, the deity is like that. And Deva Sharma was in Satyuga, who actually, because of which his name, this Deva Prayag came. So other glories and the two rivers, all these things we'll discuss outside. So have a nice darshan and come outside. There's very nice, wonderful breeze there under the tree. We'll discuss. Okay? Hare Krishna.
नहीं इधर क्लास है इधर है अभी इधर जगह नहीं है ना
मंदिर तो मैंने कहा बंद हो जाएगा ना
हाँ इधर बैठ जाएंगे
अभी कितना घंटा रहोगे यहाँ एक दो घंटा लगे
आधा एक घंटा
आधा घंटा बाबू साहब
अच्छा जा रहे
नहीं नहीं इसमें बाबू
नीचे हाँ इधर बैठ सकते हैं ऊपर नहीं
नीचे नीचे
हाँ नीचे नीचे ये तो भगवान राम का गद्दी है ना इसमें तो आपका जब भगवान राम जी का जन्मदिन आता है तो उस मूर्ति की पूजा होती है गंगा स्नान नीचे नीचे आप ना आराम ये भगवान राम का गद्दी है
Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Places. Anyhow, the chatter box is there along with you. But we have to hear from those who are serving the deity. That is something. Because they may not be able to tell the whole philosophical thing. But something they will tell, but that will be out of great realization. दो मिनट
टेम्पल के बारे में बात करो कृपा
थोड़ा सा भी आप बताइए सो दे हैव बीन सर्विंग दिस डेटी सो नोबडी कैन सर्व द डेटी ईयर आफ्टर ईयर डेज आफ्टर डेज विदाउट सम रियलाइजेशन सो दे विल बी हैविंग सम रियलाइजेशंस सम प्यूरिटी वी शुड एक्सेप्ट इट सो वी आर रिक्वेस्टेड देम Here the pujari is generally in this place and especially in Badrinath, they are known as Raval. Raval community. They were originally brought by Sripada Shankaracharya. Sripada Shankaracharya, when he came here, he established these deity. Regarding them, we'll discuss when you go to Badrinath.
देखिए यहाँ पर भगवान राम जी का ही प्राचीन मंदिर है बहुत प्राचीन मंदिर है यहाँ पर साउथ से ही देवदास शर्मा से भी उन्होंने श्री राम की ही आराधना की और राम के ही वो अनन्य भक्त थे इसलिए भगवान विष्णु ने उनको पहले दर्शन दिया लेकिन नहीं उन्होंने कहा हमको तो आपको राम स्वरूप में ही देखना है और राम स्वरूप में ही मुझे चाहिए जब आप मैं आपको पुकारूंगा तब मुझे आप राम के ही दर्शन देंगे इसीलिए भगवान विष्णु ने यहाँ पर ये जो मूर्ति आप देख रहे हैं ये स्वयं मूर्ति है स्वयं प्रकट मूर्ति है भगवान की और भगवान ने अपना विष्णु रूप को हटा करके अब देवदर को अपना राम स्वरूप दिखा दिया यहाँ पर इसी मूर्ति का हजारों वर्ष तक भगवान देवधर ने ही इसका अर्चना पूजना किया कई वर्षों तक। उसके बाद यहाँ पर हमारे आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी आए, क्योंकि उस समय सारे भारतवर्ष में बौद्ध धर्म का प्रचार और प्रसार था, हिंदू धर्म का तो कहीं नामो निशानी नहीं था। उसी पीरियड में हमारे आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी थे, और आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी ने साउथ से चल के अपने साथ अनन्य शिष्यों को लेकर उत्तरांचल की ओर प्रस्थान किया, और यहाँ पर तमाम बौद्ध लोग थे, क्योंकि बद्री का आश्रम से आगे 15 किलोमीटर आगे चाइना है, चाइना बॉर्डर है, और वहाँ से पैदल का रास्ता था। वहाँ से यहाँ पर तिब्बत लोग सब आते जाते थे, यहाँ पर बौद्ध धर्म का प्रचार और प्रसार करते थे। बद्री का आश्रम में आप जाएंगे या बद्री का आश्रम से आप लौट गए हैं, वहाँ पर भगवान विष्णु की मूर्ति को भी उठा करके बौद्ध लोगों ने नारद कुंड में डाल दिया था। जब आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी यहाँ से बद्री का आश्रम की ओर चले, यहाँ से बौद्ध लोगों को यहाँ से विदा किया, अपने धर्म के द्वारा उनको विदा किया, तो बौद्ध लोगों ने गुस्से में आकर के कई मंदिरों को कई मूर्तियों को तोड़ तार करके उन्हें साफ कर दिया, और वो लोग अपने इधर बद्रीनाथ के आगे से तिब्बत की ओर आगे से बढ़ने लगे। बद्री का आश्रम में जाकर भी आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी जब जहाँ पर आप गर्म पानी में स्नान करेंगे वहाँ पर रात को जब विश्राम किया तो भगवान ने उनको साक्षात दर्शन दिया कि हमारा मूर्ति जो है नारद कुंड में पड़ा है, उसको आप निकालिए और मेरी मूर्ति की स्थापना कीजिए। तो सुबह आकर के आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य जी ने अपने शिष्यों को बताया, और शिष्यों को बता के उसी स्थान पर जब शिष्य गए तो मूर्ति उनको प्राप्त हो गई। मूर्ति प्राप्त होने के बाद वो मूर्ति खंडित थी, फिर उन्होंने उसको नारद कुंड में डाल दिया। फिर रात को फिर भगवान ने दर्शन दिया आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य कि मेरी वही मूर्ति है, उसी की स्थापना आप करिए। तब आदि गुरु शंकराचार्य ने भगवान बद्री विशाल की मूर्ति को अपना अपना करके वहां पर स्थापित किया। और देवप्रयाग में आप देख रहे हैं यहाँ पर भगवान राम ने काम है, देखो माँ गंगा भागीरथी भरी है, नदियों पर स्थित नदी माना गया भागीरथी को, 14 बार गया जाइए, एक बार देवप्रयाग में आके फिर राम का यहाँ पर इतना बड़ा महत्व है। इसी के किनारे पे आके क्योंकि राजा भगीरथ के साथ क्रिया कब की थी, माँ गंगा को नहीं ला पाए, उसी पीरियड में राजा भगीरथ ने और माँ गंगा को प्राप्त किया। तो ये जो माँ गंगा है पुरखों का उद्धार करने के लिए इसी के किनारे पर भगवान राम आए। भगवान राम ने जब रावण का वध किया था तुम पे ब्रह्म हत्या लगी थी, वो जब अयोध्या लौटे गुरु वशिष्ठ जी ने कहा कि आपने कोई ब्राह्मण की हत्या की है, उसका क्या आपने विचार किया। तब भगवान राम ने सारे कार्य संपन्न करने के बाद आगे तक भगवान राम जब यहाँ पर आए, यहाँ पर आके भगवान राम ने वहाँ पर आपने भगवान राम के चरण पादुका देखी होगी, वहाँ पर भगवान राम ने खड़े होकर के माँ गंगा की आराधना किया कि मैं भी आपके पास आ रखा हूँ और मैं भी अपना प्राचित का निवारण कर रहा हूँ, तो मेरा भी ध्यान रखना। इसलिए भगवान यहाँ पर अकेले जानकी जी नहीं है, लक्ष्मण नहीं है, लक्ष्मण जी ऋषिकेश हैं, भरत जी ऋषिकेश हैं, केवल हनुमान जी हैं, हनुमान जी पीछे बैठे हुए हैं, प्रभु पुकारेंगे तो आगे आएंगे, नहीं तो भजन करते रहो, राम गुण गाते रहो, दादा कृष्ण होते रहो और माँ गंगा का स्मरण करते रहो। तुलसी का श्री रामचंद्र
नीचे हम लोग मैं नहाएंगे, कैसे रुद्र प्रयाग जाना है नहीं आज रुकते ही रुद्र प्रयाग में कितने देर लगते इधर से 2 घंटे को 2-3 घंटे पहुंच जाए 2-3 बजे के लिए पहुंच लेते
आपका नाम प्रभु जी?
मेरा नाम जी आचार्य सोमनाथ जी
भट्ट। आचार्य सोमनाथ जी भट्ट की जय हो, जय।
राम जी की जय।
As I've been telling, this place is a place where Lord Ramachandra came and did the Shraddha ceremony for his father, Dasharatha, because Lord Ramachandra had gone to Vanavas, isn't it? One asks what kind of shraddha he can do, he cannot do, with all the different ceremonies, everything has to be done. So he came back, then the whole shraddha ceremony was done here, Lord Ramachandra. Why it was done here? Why Lord Ramachandra chose? Because of Bhagirathi. So Bhagirathi, this is Bhagirathi. On your left side is Bhagirathi, my left side, and on to my left, right side, that is Alakananda. Alakananda comes all the way from Badrinath. When you go to Badrinath, we will try to take bath in Alakananda. Let us see who can really take bath and take three dips. Three dips in Alakananda and Badrinath will give you a ticket back home, back to Godhead. What are you understand? this is Bhagirathi. It comes from all the way from Gangotri. All the way from Gangotri. As I told, Gangotri is a Tirtha. If you go to Gangotri, they will say, oh, Ganga is coming from Gomukh. If you go to Gomukh, they say, Ganga is coming from Manasarovar. If you go and say, Manasarovar, where is Ganga coming from? Oh, it is coming from Kailash. You go and ask, where is Ganga coming from in Kailash? Shiva says, it's coming from up here. I don't know where it is coming from. Just see. So, origin of Ganga, though we say origin, but we cannot find out. There is no material origin from Ganga. Origin means material. Something spiritual doesn't have any material origin. It is all repetition makes you marry Vaishnav. So from this point, what happens? Ganga starts. Till this point, these are different names. Alakananda, Bhagirathi, Mandakini, Bhadra, Dhavalganga, Pindari, and all these things, these are different names. Now, Ganga, the real, not the real, that not the proper word, the full form of Ganga is manifest here at Devaprayag. Now, this side, what is the color of the water?
Green.
And that side?
Brown.
We say muddy. It's a muddy. This is green, not for any other reason, it is because they have built a big dam. If you go straight onto this road, don't take a right turn, go straight, you will find one place called Tehri. There is one place called Old Tehri, other is called New Tehri. Originally the Tehri, old Tehri, a lot of pious people staying there, they wanted to build a dam. So they shifted the whole city and built a new city called New Tehri. And there was a huge dam. So, is it the biggest dam, Nikhil? Yeah? Third biggest. The third biggest dam in the whole world, India. In India. Aarti is going on. Anyway, we can discuss, no problem. The third biggest dam in India. Huge. That will only get you when you go on the way to Gangotri or Yamunotri. Where you can see, for kilometers to kilometers you will find water. Because it is all hills. Between the valley, the whole water is in there. And that is how the water has become green. Because it is accumulated water. When you get accumulated, water becomes green. It is not as in Gangotri, the water is not green. But definitely this water, Bhagirathi, this Alakananda, that is muddy water. That is directly coming from here and joining. Now, why Lord Ram came here? What is the purpose of Lord Ram coming here? Before Lord Ram came here, in the Satyuga, there was one devotee named Devi Sharma. He was also from south of India, but he was a worshipper of Lord Ram. He actually came to ask darshan of Lord Ram in Badri. Went to Badri, when the area is up here, people could go and meet Badri, Nar Narayan Badri. Like for example, we came here and met this Pujari. Plus, we could go and meet Nar Narayan. They'll be sitting in their ashram doing meditation,
When the meditation is over, you can go and pay obeisances to them, talk to them. That is in Satyoga. And now, when Dayashara went there, he made obeisances to them, and he told, you are the Supreme Lord, you are Parama Purusha. But I am a Parama Purusha, should I have a bow and arrow? Should I have a bow and arrow? Then he told, no, I don't carry bow and arrow, no, this. Because if I carry bow and arrow, how can I do meditation? Meditation is possible only when I give up all these materialistic things. Of course, there is no material for Krishna. So this is all samsarika. But I have given up everything, I have renounced everything. Here I have renounced my bow and arrow. There is no God means bow and arrow. That was the mood of Deva Sharma. So then Lord Narayan told him, Badri Narayan, if you want to get Lord Ram, you go to this place. This place is known as Shrikhanda. It is known as Shrikhanda. Why this place became Shrikhanda is because from here, this is the area where it comes under Srinagar. It is actually kind of, Srinagar is not very far. From here, Srinagar, and then it's Uttarprayag. Maybe a one hour journey from here, Srinagar. As soon as we hear this word Srinagar, we think of that Srinagar. No, not that Srinagar. It is Teri Gadwal, Gadwal Srinagar. So, you go to Srinagar, that is what I told. Shrikhanda means this place. And specifically at the confluence of the two rivers. Who told this thing to whom? Narnarayan Rishi, they told to Deva Sharma. There you will find. So Deva Sharma came here and he started glorifying. He started glorifying Lord, did a lot of tapasya, meditation. And then the Lord appeared in the Vishwarupa form here. He had been in the Vishwarupa form. Then he told, yes, what benediction you want to ask? Then Deva Sharma asked, who are you? So I am the Supreme Lord whom you are glorifying, Parama Purushan. Then he told, I know Supreme Lord carries bow and arrow. If you don't carry bow and arrow, you are not the Supreme Lord. So that is a special bhav which the devotees have towards Lord Ram. When somebody becomes a Rama Bhakta, they cannot accept any other form to be God. If you are a Krishna devotee, you see Lord Ram and think Krishna has come in the form of Lord Ram. Krishna has come in the form of Narasimha. No problem. But there are these Rama Bhaktas. They have been fanatics right from the time of Ramachandra. Because they are monkeys only. If you tell this flute person, he is the same, and bow and arrow person is the same, and the person with the nails is the same. God means only Ram. Deva Sharma, what to do? So, even Parama Purusha, the Supreme Lord, he thought, okay, you want to see me as Ram, I'll show you. Then he appeared as Ram. Then he appeared as Ram in the Satyuga itself. He appeared as Ram in Satyuga itself. Then Deva Sharma told that I want to be here only and you also be here. Then Lord Ram, eternally, he told, I will be present at this place. He is eternally present at this place. Why? This is another story in the Puranas. Krishna performed pastimes on Yamuna. And of course, in future, as I told, Krishna is going to come as Lord Ram and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and perform pastimes in Ganga. But Ganga and Lord Ram, have you ever seen pastimes of Lord Ram near Ganga? No. That is only crossing the river, that's all. So Ganga, she had a desire that I want that you should be present on my banks. So that desire Lord Ram fulfilled by staying here. This is one of the stories regarding this place. And when he personally appeared in Treta Yuga later, Lord Ram personally came here. And then, some people say Shraddha, some people say to do prayaschitta of all the sinful activity, sinful things which he has done of killing Ravan, Brahmahatya. But this Brahmahatya thing is a hearsay. It is not a this thing, because this Brahmahatya thing, the story goes in there also, Rameshwaram also. When he came back after the war, he worshipped Lord Shiva, and Brahmahatya Vimochana has already happened. People say that. So this is specifically, he came from Shraddha. Because Brahmahatya is only hearsay. There is no written thing which I have personally seen. Maybe somewhere, I don't know, but it is only hearsay. The pujari says, somebody says like that. There is also, can you accept the authentic, that this Brahmahatya thing is a hearsay. But the written thing is, he came and did perform Shraddha ceremony here. When Lord himself performed Shraddha, just imagine how important this Shraddha ceremony is. Shraddha ceremony, though it is one of the karmakandic principles, even the Vaishnavas, they are supposed to do it. They are supposed to do it. But those Vaishnavas who are in the grihastha life, but those who are in the renounced order of life, they need not do it. They may do it, but they need not do it. There is no compulsion that they should do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he went to Gaya and did Shraddha for his father. Lord Ramchandra came all the way from Ayodhya. He came here. He came along with Sita, along with Lakshmana. He came along with Hanuman also. Because Hanuman wanted to see the Himalayas. He told, I went and bought the Gandhamana mountain. I found it very beautiful. That is the only time I visited. Let me also come here. So they all performed Shraddha. They stayed for more than 1 year. More than 1 year, Lord Ram stayed here. Just imagine, giving up the whole kingdom, Ayodhya. He stayed here. Long as he. So, Shraddha ceremony is performed. Here, the Shraddha ceremony is not very organized because not many people visit here. We ISKCON devotees are very famous into going to those places which is not very famous.
That will become famous.
Yeah, it becomes famous. Just see, Badrinath, everybody goes. They are prayer for lunch like a chale jayenge. There are so many hotels here. Their prayer is the first halt for having lunch for them. And then, immediately, chalo chalo Badrinath, jaldi ho jayega, der ho jayega. Chalo chalo, we'll go fast. Because if you get late, then you'll not reach Doshimat. So, the whole idea of leaving from Haridwar to go to Badrinath, at least we should reach Doshimat today. They do a bus race and then they have an accident. So they don't do any peaceful yatra like us. Ours is 4 or 5 hours maximum travel a day. So this is a famous Lord Ramchandra. I don't know, the book has not arrived. But as far as we remember, I'll just tell one verse which I remember. And one main point in the particular verse. Kali Yuga memories are very short. I am not prepared for this thing. Last time I had come, I had just gone through these verses. But one point I would like to mention. The verse says that, oh, it came. Very good. We should really appreciate Sanjay Prabhu for his Hanuman work. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Just definitely it is Hanuman Avesha which made him do it. Otherwise nobody would have really thought of doing it also, climbing the steps again. As I have told, the Alvars had come here and then sang the praises of the deities. Along with the glorifications, there will be a lot of philosophy within that. So the glorifications are so wonderful, so wonderful. The Kali Yuga brain cannot appreciate it. Especially if you take any literature, which is 500 and beyond, before that. Any literature. It may be divine or materialistic literature. The literature, the literary work itself is so complicated and so, the metaphors and they are all so nicely used, that for us we need to really make out what it is. Just imagine these verses chanted by Peri Alvar. It is about 2000 years back. And the language, the quality of the language, the metaphors which they use will be simply wonderful. So they describe the glories of the deity, they use lot of linguistics, lot of metaphors and then glorify. At the same time, they give some philosophical points. I'll just discuss few philosophical points out of it. So before going to the translation of these 10 verses sung by Peri Alvar, these verses, they are known as Alvar Mangalasanam. Mangalasasanam. Alvar Mangalasasanam. What is the meaning of Mangalasasanam? Mangala means auspicious. So those which invoke auspiciousness. Now, the deity introduction is also given. This place, as I told, is known as Srikhanda, but in the Divya Prabandhas, this place is known as Tirukanda Menum Kadi Nagaram. Tirukanda. Tiru means, in Tamil language, something great, like Shri. We use this word Shri. Shri. So in Tamil language, instead of Shri, the word Tiru is used. Tirupati. Tirumalai. Tiruvar, Tiruvayur, Tiruvarangam, Tiruvananthapuram, they are all Tiru. Tiru means Shri, something which is great, auspicious, wonderful, all these things you can, whatever you, opulent, beautiful, all the different meanings of Shri, the same meanings which apply for Shri, it applies, yeah, wherever Tiru comes. So, Kanda. Kanda means seen, isn't it? Isn't it? Kanda means seen. No, no. Seen. Seen, perceiving. Seen. So this is actually known as Kadinagaram. But the place where the Lord was personally seen by Devasharma. That is the meaning of the place. So, later on, this place became Deva Prayag, to be very simple. But if you are Tamilian, then you will pronounce as Deva Prayagai. So, all N, I, all comes at the end. In Telugu, it is something else. In Kannada, it is something else. South Indian languages, you can understand by the ending. The ending, how it ends. Initially it will be the same, but the end will be different. It is N, I, it becomes Tamil. N, all these things. It is Da, Ma, it is all Telugu. Do. It is very interesting to do a research of the languages. And, Paramapurushan, I quoted wrong here. Anyway, Moolavar, here is known as Neelamega Parumal. Here is Neelamega Parumal. The name of the deity is not Paramapurushan. Of course, this Paramapurushan is a general term which is used everywhere. Because even the Peri Alvar in these verses, he uses this word Paramapurushan, Paramapurushan again and again. So Paramapurushan, the Supreme Lord appeared and then he got transformed into Neelamega Perumal. And then the goddess name here is Pundarika. The name of the deity, of the goddess is Pundarika. And Mangalaka Tirtham means the river in this place is Ganga River. Vimana is Mangalaka Vimana. Vimana is the top part. You see this? The top part, that is known as Vimana. In any architecture, especially the South Indian and the Dravida and the Nagara architecture, the topmost part is known as the Vimana. If deities are taking rest, you cannot have darshan of the deity for some reason, or you cannot climb the stairs, or you are very busy to go to the Badrina, you can just have the darshan of that. The Shikara or the Vimana. We use the word Shikara, but the exact terminology is Vimana. So it is Mangalaka Vimana. So this is the thing about the introduction of the deity. We'll just try to go through some of the translation of these verses, 391 to 401. Out of the 4,000 Dravyapada members, Periyarvan sang the 391st verse till the 401 verse. In the glorification, 10 verses have been sung here. Let us see these 10 verses. The good city of Kandam, worthy of worship, stands on the bank of Ganga, whose very name, repeated, destroys all karma. It is the abode of my perfect Lord Purushottama, the son of Dasharatha, who cuts the Asura's sister's nose and the brother's head. His regime is long and famed everywhere. So he glorifies the Lord Ramchandra. How? He cut the nose of Surpanaka and then cut the head of Ravana, who had sent hence. And by chanting the name of this place, that is Kanda, Tiru Kanda, Tiru Kandam. So definitely all the sins will be wiped out. All the karmas will go away. The good city of Kandam stands on the bank of Ganga, whose surging water sparkles with konarai flowers, and the matted-haired Shiva, and the tulsi from the feet of Narayana. So describing about Ganga, how it comes from the matted hair of Lord Shiva, that is Alakananda. Alaka means matted hair. Ananda means pleasure. So one who gave pleasure to Lord Shiva, who is holding Ganga in the matted hair. That is why her name is Alakananda. So she is carrying konarai flowers. I don't know what these flowers are. Konarai flowers. Maybe very difficult because there are many flowers which used to be, but we don't have them now. And we have, there are many flowers which we have now, but they are not those flowers. There is no spell, isn't there? Flowers. And along with these flowers, the Ganga is carrying Tulasi. That is coming from where? Badrinath. And in Badrinath, you will get one special kind of Tulasi which you will not get anywhere in the world. And the Lord likes this Tulasi so much. When you go there, offer this tulasi flower. That is the only thing which is abundantly available there. That color, very beautiful, very fragrant tulasi. There's so much they offer, those tulasi have been coming here. That's one of the understandings. I don't know the name of the tulasi, I forgot the tulasi. It's a very beautiful tulasi we get, Adina. It is the abode of the gem-hued Lord Purushottama, who grew and touched the sky when the snow-filled moon and the hot red sun stood in heaven. So this is about Vamana's incarnation. The good city of Kandam stands on the bank of Ganga, whose water flows from Brahma's hands, over Trivikrama's feet, through Shiva's matted hair, washing radiant gems down the course. It is abode of my Purushottama, who veils the sconch and the radiant discus, and who rolls the head on the wicked asura. The good city of Kandam stands on the bank of Ganga, which secures forgiveness for the past karma, and attracts pilgrims from everywhere for a holy dip on both of its banks, right from the Himalayas down to the sea.
It is abode of our Purushottama who veils his Nandaki dragon over the army of Asuras who oppose the just rule of the Brahman. Nandaki. What is Nandaki? The sword of the Supreme Lord is known as Nandaki. The name. The name of his bow is? Name of Ramchandra's bow is? Saranga. Sarangapani. The good city of Kandam stands on the bank of Ganga, which has the power to wash away in a thrice the karma collected over seven lives. It is abode of the adorable Purushottama who bears plow, mask, the bow, the radiant discus, the conch, the axe and the dagger as his weapon. So all these weapons are there, if you see in this way. The good city of Kandam stands at the bank of Ganga, in whose powerful surge great sages take their ritual bath after a fire sacrifice and bring back driftwood for making sacrificial ladles. It is the abode of our dear Purushottama, Lord of Mathura, who held a mountain as an umbrella against the laden crowds when they poured incense thunder. The good city of Kandam stands at the bank of Ganga, in whose waters I crow of the celestial elephant, Airavata, the fragrant sandal-faced Deva goddess, and the Kalpaka flowers of their trees bend and flow. It is the abode of our dear Purushottama, the Lord who took the bow and broke it, then wrenched the elephant and broke the Mali's head, killed the wrestlers, then sprang on the king and smote him dead. You know the Krishna's pastimes have been described here. The good city of Kandam stands on the bank of Ganga, which is framed by closely knit rows of cowpricks on either side, with the fragrant smoke of the fire altar filling the air. It is abode of our Purushottama, the king of forest, Dwaraka, in the western sea, who destroyed the king, Duryodhana, and gave the kingdom to his brother-in-law, Pandava. The good city of Kandam stands at the bank of Ganga, which flows so violently that the mountains rumble. Dirt splits and crumbles, the tree along the course gets sunk and uprooted, the ocean turns. It is the abode of a Purushottama who also owns the northern resort of Mathura, Shaligrama, Vaikuntha, Dwaraka, Ayodhya and Badari. The good city of Kandam stands at the bank of Ganga, surrounded by fragrant groves. The three syllables, Om, or the three syllables of Nirukta, become the three, Akara, Ukara and Makara. Contemplating the three-syllabled Om, expanded to three worlds with Namo Narayana, shows the three aspects of Atman in three relations to the Supreme Mastermind of the Three Forms. Last verse. There is a garland of songs by Variputtur's king, Vishnu Chitta, unaffected by Kali, sang with deep and lasting love. The feet of Purushottama, residing in Kandam on the bank of gushing river, Ganga, those who recite it will secure the same merit as bathing in the river and offering worship at the feet of Lord Tirumala forever. The 400th verse, which talks about how the Omkara is constantly recited here. Om, A, U, Am, made up of three words. This talks about the three kinds of relations which we have, that is, three kinds of knowledge, is automatically revealed here. That is, Sambandha Jnana, Abhideya Jnana, and Prayojana Jnana. Our relations with Krishna, the process of reviving our relationship with Krishna, and ultimately Prayojana, that is to attain love of God. So these three things are automatically revealed here by chanting his Om. And not only that, the inspiration for going to Badri, that is received at this particular place. That is a main point of this particular place. Going to Badri, now we have buses and it is very comfortable. Nobody agrees. But just imagine going to Badri without a bus. And there were no roads also at that time, and it is just hills and some pathways, that's all. And you don't know where you get your food, nothing. Just sadhus who believe here in some caves, you just go to some cave at the night, take rest, and then go early in the morning. And as you reach Badri, on the way you will find many, many sadhus only walking. Still, they will only have one sweet piece of bread and they will walk. And that is how people used to go to Badri. Of course, later on, buses and all came. I don't know whether to give comfort or to give discomfort. That is all up to us. But the point is, anyhow, by Krishna's blessing, some bus is there. Either ending with 3-5 or 8-3. Some bus is there. They are saying in English, Prabhupada used to quote it many times. My blind uncle is better than no uncle. Sadly, there was no bus. At least you have a bus. Some bus is there. Okay. So this is the place you used to come and take inspiration to go to Badri. Because to do anything, and especially to go to Badri, you require a lot of inspiration. Many people come and then they think, Haridwar, thoda chada hi kiya bas, baad mein chalo, vapas. But now here, if you pray to the deities will inspire you to go to Badri. Because he is the lord, not only of this place, he is the lord of Shaligrama, which is go further in Nepal you get. He is the lord of Badri. So in this way, all the deities above this place are mentioned. So now, when you come here and you see the lord, then you will say, I am the lord of this place, Kanda Nagaram. But I am also the lord of Badri. Is it so? I am also lord of Shaligrama. Is it so? So I will also go there. So what inspires us to do the yatra is not anything but hearing about Krishna. Once I had been to a yatra long time back, 10 years back, to Vrindavan, doing parikrama and all. Especially Govardhan parikrama. I told one devotee, just because I am getting an opportunity to hear, that is the only reason which is making me walk. If these lectures would not have been there, I would have definitely not walked. Here, the Lord personally inspires, means inspiration is by speaking, chanting and hearing. So here the Lord would inspire the devotees by telling, I am not only the Lord of this place, I am the Lord of Badri also. So is it so? By hearing which there is an inspiration. And that continues our yatra. So what is the thing which continues our yatra? It is the inspiration. And how do we get that inspiration? By hearing about Krishna. So after climbing all the way by foot to this place, we got the Lord here, why we go back again, you know? The Lord would say, no. And the Lord of this place also, and the Lord of Badri also, you really want to get some more benefit, go there. So this is the actual, exact bhavartha of this particular thing that is given there in one of the translations in Hindi. For this particular verse. That book, I lost it. There is one book talking about Devaprayag. Got from Badri. So there, one verse is mentioned. It talks about it. That is actually the 400th verse only. But here it is just mentioned. He is the Lord of Badri and like that. In a third person it is mentioned in the translation. So this is the main thing we get here. Lord Ram's stone is there, the footprints are there that you cannot see now because the water sometimes goes down, comes up. Now it is coming up because the 10 dams, they leave water. Sometimes water doesn't flow. Because the dam, they close the dam. Now, the flow of water is very wonderful now. You can take water at the exact, bath at the exact confluence, and you can drink that water to your stomach full. By drinking Ganga water, all our stomach problems will definitely go away. Because that is the only water which is pure. And whatever we get in these bottles is only H2O. But what you get there is not H2O. Spiritual H2O. Yeah, not sulfur. So, we'll all go there, take nice bath, then have prasadam there. And on the way down to that place, you have many gufas, well-constructed gufas. Originally, it was only gufas, where the sadhus used to come and then stay here. They used to stay, that's all. With only one kopin. It is a Vedic underwear. Kopin means a Vedic underwear. So one of my Siksha Gurus, His Holiness, or His Grace, Atma Tattva Prabhu, stayed here for 3 years in one gufa. I show that gufa exactly in front of the river. With just one copy. And one comes up. And somebody will give some prasadam, don't have to cook also. And you can still see, there are so many gufas, well constructed gufas. Because it's like a valley kind of thing. Near the valley only you will find gufas. Now they made very nice, some businessman came and made it very nice for the people. And also if you find this city, the municipal corporation also very much interested. You see those signboards? Which municipal corporation takes interest like that? So they take enough interest for putting all those things. Maybe you can enter one of the gufas and take prasad and get the feeling of being a sadhu. Whatever it is, just enter the gufa and be there. Vibration, there so many sadhus have come for thousands and thousands of years. They chanted. Is it? Find a gufa where it is not. Anyhow, there are two gufas, it is nice. We can go into that gufa if it's not another gufa. Yes. 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 Oh, that's a nice question. Can you hold that question in Badrika Ashram? Bhul jaye, note it down. Ask the same question. You should drink now also. It is not muddy. Okay. Yes. See, there is a verse, Nopashi Upadeshamrita. It says, what is the beginning of the verse? Sri Krishna Nama Charita Tustapidya Pitto Marasa Sinochkan.
గంగాంబసం నకలు బుడ్బుడ ఫేణ పంకైరి బ్రహ్మ ధ్రువత్వం అపగచ్చతి నీరధర్మై. దృష్టే స్వభావజనితైర్ వపుశ్చ దోషే. గంగాంబసం నకలు బుడ్బుడ ఫేణ పంకైరి. డివోటి దృష్టే స్వభావజనితైర్ వపుశ్చ దోషే. Because of two things, because of body and because of prakriti, nature, there may be some doshas. Some may be because of bodily things, somebody may be short of height, somebody may be very fat, somebody may be dark, somebody may be having some bodily disease. These are doshas. So never see a devotee with these bodily defects. Kya hai, kaisa hai? మోటా హై పతలా హై ఇస్ ఎన్ అఫెన్స్. అండ్ సమ్ స్వభావ దోషస్ బై నేచర్ సంబడి హస్ గాట్ సమ్ దోషస్. సంబడి హస్ గాట్ ఎ టెండెన్సీ బికమ్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ వెరీ ఫాస్ట్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆర్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ ఎవ్రీబడి హస్ గాట్ సో మెనీ మెంటల్ లెవెల్ డిఫెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. సో వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ సీ దోస్ థింగ్స్. వై? Because everybody has. As long as we have this body and mind, defects are bound to be there. If you see those defects, then we will be committing offenses. And the example is given. Gangambasam nakalu. Ganga, the water of Ganga, it is never impure. Na kalu. Budbuda fena pankaihi. Sometimes during rainy season the water becomes muddy and lot of bubbles would come. According to Vedic literatures, water with bubbles is considered to be contaminated. So 7-Up, all these things, they are all contaminated water. Anything with bubbles. That is why when you take water for worshipping the Lord in the Achavan Patra, you are supposed to pour water in it through the sides of the wall, not directly. You put through the sides of the wall, then the water gets filled up without any bubbles. If you directly fill, it becomes bubbled water. So it becomes impure. So, Gangambasam nakala budbala fena pankairi. So that is why after filling the Achavan pot, we say Gange Chamne Godavari Saraswati Raruda Sindhu Kaveri Tilespin Sanjam Kuru. We chant this verse to make that Ganga. Because if it is Ganga, even though there are bubbles, it is not. So whether it is muddy or bubble, Ganga is always Ganga. Ganga can never be impure. So that is a stupid song which somebody has sung. Ganga, Holgai, Maili or something like that. That is a wrong song. Your mind is Maila. Ganga can never be Maila. How can Ganga be Maila? Mind Maila. Ganga can never be. Yeah, I'll come back to the point. See, when I came before, it was like this. When I came now, it was like this. What is changing is the material compositions of it. But the spiritual nature is the same. So you should drink it whether you come today. Either you're going to come 10 years later. Ganga is always drinkable. One thing which can be seen is, when the water is flowing, what happens is, there are so many rocks. And so many strata of rocks are there. So many strata of mud is there. The water is gushing from so high and is so sharp, especially you can see this thing in Gangotri. Remember? It is around 200 feet long. About few hundred or few thousand years back, Ganga was actually flowing on as like a like next hilltops. Because it is cutting the rocks, cutting the rocks. So whatever kind of rocks it is getting, that kind of color it would get. Especially, there is a particular strata in the earth, or Nikhil knows better, the rock, you get soft rock, known as metamorphos, what is it? Metamorphic rocks. They are soft, isn't it? Yeah, he knows better about it. He is a miner. Miner. I am marine. He is miner. Miner, mine. M-I. Mines. He is into mines, mining engineering. So that kind of thing it brings. So there is no much of Ganga is Ganga. We are not much worried about that. Ganga is Ganga. Natural thing. Yeah. That is true. Okay, so we stop here. All of you go down. When you climb down the stairs, take a left turn. And the stairs will automatically guide you to the confluence. There are two places where you can take bath. One can be used by the ladies, other can be used by the men, the Prabhujis. They are very near to each other, so be very cautious. Prasadam should be taken after the bath. After the bath, get into some cave, have prasad. Don't throw the plastic in the river. You can wash your hands in the river, but not to throw the plastic in the river.
प्रभु मैं आप सबको सेवा में लगा रहा हूँ।